This next story is a story of retaliation. The U.S. Senate approved a package of tough financial sanctions against North Korea, Iran, and Russia. This was one way for Congress to punish Moscow for meddling in the 2016 election. And now, Russia has responded. It says it will shut down a U.S. embassy retreat outside Moscow and seize warehouse facilities in the area that are used by the U.S. The Russian government is also ordering the U.S. to reduce the number of people who work in the U.S. embassy and in U.S. consulates. To talk about this, we have reached the Wall Street Journal's Tom Grove in Moscow. Hello there.
Hi.
So what else are you learning about this response by Russia to these U.S. sanctions? Are the property seizures a big deal?
I'd say it's more symbolic, whereas, you know, slimming down the diplomatic mission to such a small number obviously will degrade those diplomats' abilities to work in Russia. The kind of the diplomatic retreat that's being shuttered, it's much more symbolic. It goes back to diplomatic facilities in the United States that were shuttered by Obama at the end of December last year.
So what kind of reduction in staff at the U.S. Embassy and consulates does Russia want?
Well, the Russian foreign ministry has made it clear that it wants the U.S. diplomatic mission to reduce its staff to 455 people. And who that exactly means is still unclear. That could be anybody from the cleaning lady to the Russians who work there to the diplomats and the ambassador himself. So there's a number of levels within the embassy and the consulates, and it's just not clear right now who they mean.
Right. And we don't know exactly what the total number of people employed at these places is, but it's safe to say that that reduction could be hundreds of people. Is that right?
Absolutely. We could be talking from anywhere in the low hundreds, in some conservative estimates. I think more people right now are looking at a higher number.
And so what does this response mean about the relationship between the U.S. and Russia, which was already not very good.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knew that relations between Russia and the United States were not great. They were pretty bad. And they had been that way kind of since 2014.
When Russia annexed Crimea.
Correct, yeah. And obviously, tensions grew even more after the 2016 election. But there was a window of opportunity in which they could have gotten better. At least that was Moscow's hope. But with that hope gone in Moscow, you're basically going to see an acceleration of this downward trajectory.
And, I mean, you talked about how the news of the sanctions is being received in Moscow. What else are you hearing there? What else are people's reactions, not just to the sanctions, but to Russia's response?
If you speak to the Russian officials, they say these measures have been a long time coming. You know, Russia was sanctioned at the end of 2016. If you remember, there were 35 diplomats that were thrown out of the United States. They had a diplomatic retreat that was shuttered to them. And they played this in a very conciliatory manner for a very long time. And I think it got to the point where Putin realized he would have been losing face if he wouldn't have acted and acted toughly.
Tom Grove of the Wall Street Journal. We reached him at the Journal's Bureau in Moscow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.